In the United States, the fallout from the release of a redacted version of the Mueller report continues, with at least one senior Democrat now calling for President Donald Trump to be impeached. And congressional Democrats have now taken legal action to try to access the full Mueller report into Russian election meddling as they escalate their investigation into Donald Trump. North America correspondent James Glenday has been following developments. James, what are the Democrats trying to achieve with this legal action?
Well, they've subpoenaed the Justice Department asking for the full unredacted Mueller report. And that's because a bit of the report yesterday was redacted. But the Democrats also want the evidence that supports the findings or the underlying assumptions in the report as well. And that's because some of them suspect that the president may have acted illegally by obstructing the course of justice. The document released yesterday detailed in pretty extensive detail, really, the various ways that Mr. Trump tried to sway witnesses and hinder the inquiry. And although it didn't explicitly accuse him of acting illegally due to a couple of technical and legal reasons in particular, which they went through, it also didn't exonerate him. And pointedly, the report said Congress could permissibly criminalize certain obstructive conduct by the president. Now, some left-wing Democrats claim that means impeachment of Mr. Trump should now be a discussion. Perhaps it's something they should even push ahead with at the moment, though the party's leaders are playing down the possibility for now. And we have just heard that Elizabeth Warren, who is, of course, one of the many candidates for the 2020 election, has called on the House to start those impeachment proceedings.
Well, Donald Trump himself has been tweeting about this report. What's he had to say about its contents?
He seems a bit annoyed, to be fair. He called some of the comments quoted in the report, and I'm using his words, total bullshit. And he and his legal counsel have effectively said there are factual errors in the document. And because Mr. Trump refused to speak to investigators in person, and therefore he did not allegedly get to tell his full side of the story. And that's why they say there's mistakes there. But it's worth noting that investigators did repeatedly ask for an interview with Mr. Trump and were quite critical of the written answers that they eventually received from the president, who wrote on more than 30 occasions in his response a version of "I don't recall" or "I don't have an independent recollection" when directed to ask specific questions.
Now, Donald Trump has claimed that this report finds nothing in terms of adverse findings against him. Is that the case, or is it more of a jury's still out because we don't know enough?
Well, we know a lot. This report is really, really thorough, and it goes through a whole range of different topics dating back to when this inquiry began at the FBI due to Alexander Downer, the former Australian High Commissioner, passing on some information via Canberra to Washington, D.C., that Trump aides were claiming that they had, or a Trump aide was claiming that he had access, that he knew that Russia had dirt on Hillary Clinton. But he has, according to the report did not find sufficient evidence that Donald Trump or any of his aides conspired with the Kremlin to win office. It does find that Russia did try to sway the election in Donald Trump's favour. It's really this big question of whether or not Mr. Trump obstructed the course of justice through his various actions that is the issue that's going to be unresolved.
Well, most of the focus has been on the president in the wake of the release of this report, albeit redacted. But what has this report revealed about the other players in Trump's inner circle?
Yeah, it's an interesting question because there are a few new pieces of information that are kind of interesting about Trump associates. Notably, Sarah Sanders, the White House spokeswoman, has admitted to lying. She told investigators her repeated assertion that she told the press that countless agents were thankful FBI Director James Comey had been fired by Donald Trump. She told those investigators under oath that that comment was wasn't founded on anything, which is a pretty extraordinary statement for someone who's paid to communicate with the press and the public. It's also probably worth noting that we've got an official response from the Kremlin too overnight. The report goes into a lot of detail about how Russia used social media and hacking of emails to try to sway the 2016 presidential election in Donald Trump's favour. But according to a spokesman for Mr. Putin, Russia effectively rejects the findings out of hand, which of course shouldn't come as a great surprise to anyone.
North America correspondent James Glenday in Washington.